Good morning, beautifuls! How are you? Welcome back. Welcome back to our normal routine. All right, guys, I just want to talk about today. First, I want to talk about, I had such an amazing weekend. It was so freaking incredible. For those of you who don't know, I got my certification this weekend. I am now a certified success and life coach. I was teaching it already, but that's okay, guys. Don't wait for someone else to say that you're valid to go and share your gift with the world. Go out and do it and give what you need to give, because everything that you do that is from your heart could change someone's life. All right. So that is your responsibility, to get out there and share your gift with the world. Don't wait. Okay. But I want to talk about today, the art of receiving. And this is so perfect because it's so top of mind for me. I have been creating an abundance mindset. We have to be able to receive. We have to learn how to receive, because if we don't have the ability to receive, how is the universe going to give us anything? How is anyone going to give us anything, right? So the art of receiving is so vital for you, right? So I started paying attention to this recently when it came to things particularly having to do with money, right? Or even compliments. So one thing I started doing recently was when someone gave me a compliment, instead of immediately complimenting them back, which is usually what I do, right? That's that reciprocative, whatever. That's that energy of, oh, you gave me something, I have to give back to you now, right? So instead of doing that, I started saying thank you, right? Simple as that. Thank you, or I received that. Thank you, right? So you're letting them know you're receiving their gift, right? And there's this stigma in the world that it's better to give than it is to receive. Well, let's just think about this, guys, because mathematically that doesn't even make sense, right? Because for every giver, there has to be a receiver, right? That just blow your mind. We have to be able to receive. And think about when someone tries to give you a gift and you say, no, I don't want you to have to do that for me. You are rejecting their gift, right? And how shitty does that feel when you try to give something to someone and then they don't take it from you, right? You rip that feeling away from them of being able to be a giver. So it is just as important to receive as it is to be a giver. So this showed up for me this weekend during my certification. I met this gentleman and he and I just like hit it off. He's a numerologist. I'm actually going to have him, we're going to do a Zoom call and I'm going to upload it for you guys. He's going to do a numerology reading for me. He's so good. He's like mind-blowingly good. He was just telling me stuff all weekend about myself and I was like, oh my God. And I believe in all of it. You know, I love it, but I still get mind blown by it. So anyway, he and I just hit it off and he flew in, so he didn't have a car. So anywhere that we needed to go eat or anything like that, like it was a big group of us, I would drive him. Like I just say, come on, just ride with me. And since I drove him, he bought my lunches all weekend. So I did not have to pay for food all weekend because he just insisted that he buy it for me. And I remember the first time I was like, I had that thought process of wanting to say like, no. And then I stopped myself and I said, you know what? I'm gonna let you do that. Thank you. I appreciate you. And he's like, hey, I appreciate you driving me. And he continued to do that for the rest of the weekend. And it became this phenomenal gift of not only did I get free lunches all weekend, but I understood what it meant to receive. Right? This is what it means to receive. You have to create that energy, that openness to be a receiver of life, right? Don't rip someone's gift away that are trying to do something nice for you, because it's really, that's part of their journey too. You know, everyone wants to, innately we are givers. We like to do things for people, you know, and if people don't allow that, then it's like the circle's not complete, right? It's like this abrupt stop of incompletion. So what I want for you to do today, and I want you to get super present to understanding that if you cannot learn how to receive, you will remain stuck at the abundance level that you're at. So it's serious, guys. So I want you today, anytime that someone compliments you, I want you to just say, thank you. And receive the compliment into your heart. Don't just let it go in your head. Receive it into your heart. Feel it, what they're trying to give to you, and just say, thank you. That's it. Don't compliment them back. Don't just practice this. You know, eventually you'll get really good at it. When you open up your receiver, then it'll be much easier for you to say thank you and then continue a conversation like it's no big deal, right? So I want you to say thank you if you receive a compliment. If someone tries to buy you a coffee or buy you lunch today, I want you to just say, you know what? Oh my gosh, I appreciate you so much. And leave it at that. Let's start practicing our receiver muscle, okay? All right, guys, I love you so much. It's such a beautiful day. I am so high vibe. I'm so excited for the day. It's just, things are good, guys. Things are good. All right, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.